We're going to talk on the Gemara about Metzia Davtei Svovah Medalev. The Gemara says, Omer Shugufa, Omer Shmuel, Alchov Gobes HaShvach. The message is that on this figure there's so much in the Rishonim and in the Achronim. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see long pieces of Shach, Ketosim, Nesivisim, Nachlas David, a few pages. He goes through every Shach, he takes apart every piece of Shach. And it's, I once heard from an Adam Gadol, it says, Arucha, there's a pasuk in Iyuv Yud Aleph, Arucha Meretz Midah Rechava Mine Yam. The Torah is longer than the Yam and longer than the whole world. It's not just the whole Torah put together, and it's every sugi in itself is Arucha Meretz Midah Rechava Mine Yam. But there's some sugis where you see it, and some sugis where you believe it. That's what the Chazal said, so it's like that, but we don't see that, the Arucha Meretz Midah. In this sugya, you see clearly the Arucha Meretz Midah and the Rechava Miniyah. And it's a bullshit to just talk about one little nakuda, which that's what I'm going to do today from the whole sugya. But still, since it'll be a toilet for the tzibur, so we'll talk about this one nakuda. The Gemara says, Balchov Gobes HaShvach, he collects the Shvach, the Lokeach improved the Sodeh, either by working on it, or it went up in value. The din is, or by itself it became, the field improved. And the din is the Baal Chov collects that also. And that the Gemara says, oh my Rabbi Teda, I'll bring you a raya that he collects the Shvach, because he writes, I'm not Eikum, I'll take Achrayas, he takes Achrayas to pay back. If it'll be taken away from you, if the Malchov will take it from you, for what? For Inun v'amoleon u'shvachem, the work that you put into it, I'll pay you back, and the shvach that it improves, I'll pay you back, and all that he takes a chayes. Is a raya, must be that the Malchov collects it, because of that he takes a chayes. Toshis in Dibra Maschel Teda adds that this is not just a raya must be collected, it's a reason why he collects it. Why does he collect this shvach? Tosfos says, midemish eloyesh lama, Tosfos says, midemishalem mocher lelokeach es hashvach, so ein lochush migveyu balchov mimenu. It doesn't matter if the Baal Chov will collect the Shvach also, then Elokech mafshit kolkel, the Elokech doesn't lose. He'll get it back. The Mocher, which is the lover, took a chrayus on it, so the Elokech will get it back. So ain't lochush. We don't care if the Baal Chov will collect it. I mean, this is a reason for collecting. That you have to understand. Because of our ein lochush, you collect. You have to, when you talk about collecting something, you have to know, does he have a schus in it or does he not have a schus in it? And if he has a schus, he collects it because he has a schus. But why is it? Who ever heard of such a thing? Because anyway, he'll get it back. He won't have a loss, so he can collect it. Why is that enough reason? That the Rosh explains it more. The Rosh in Simen Lamed Ches says like this. He quotes the Gemara and then he explains, Mishum Delotino Delas Bifnei Lovin. Because of this is the famous clause of Delotino Delas Bifnei Lovin. If you won't, in general, by Mishubadim. What's the reason? Why were the Chazal Masakin Adin of Mishubadim? Shalotino Delas, if the lover will be able to sell his kaka, and the malva will lose, he won't be able to collect it from the lokeach, and nobody will want to lend money to somebody else because he might not have what to collect from. Same thing over here by the Shvach is the same Shalotino Delas, that if, when the lover, the lokeach is mashbiach the karka, will say that the mava can't collect from the shvach, only from the gufa karka, He won't want to lend money. He'll say, I'm limited. I can't collect from the whole value of the karka. The karka went up in value. Karka was improved. And I could collect from it. It means it's, I could get back my chav by collecting it. And here you say, I don't get it. I won't want to lend money to anybody. So the Rosh says, because of that, we say, Al mu'a rabbonon v'shibudu de bal chav. They made it strong. Shibud of the Balchov. Shelo yafsid klal mema shemocher alove karka meshibudlo. Like this, if it would have been by the lover, the karka would have been by the lover, the Balchov would have collected it. Because anything that the lover owns, he can collect. And now that he sold it, it could have been, if he wouldn't collect the shvach, so he would have had a loss that of the shvach. That Almur, the Almur, the Rabbanon strengthening this shibud makes that no, even when the kark is sold to the lokeach, still the Balchov can collect from it. And the Rosh adds, for Yigve Ashvach min alokeach kmo shehoya goveyu yirosh hasod biyad alogu. Just we keep this din. If it would have been by the lover, he would have collected the shvach from the lover. That din stays on it even after it's sold to the lokeach, and he can still collect it. And all that is because of Ne'ilas Delis. The Chazal were afraid it'll cause a Ne'ilas Delis. People won't want to lend money to others. So they said he should have a strong schus to collect even not only the karka itself, but even from the shvach. The Gemara in Baba Basra says, the Gemara adds over here that it's not just at the end of the ninth parak, the Gemara says it's not just because of the achrayas, only it's because of the ak. There's a din of the akne. The Gemara says over here there's a special din that if the malva buys karka, the lover buys karka, and he sells it, it shouldn't have been meshubet to the chav. Meshubet to the chav to collect from lekuchas is only lekuchas that bought karka, which was there in the time of the halvot. That karka became meshubet when he borrowed the money. So even when he sells it, it stays meshubet. But new karka, it came later, it shouldn't have been meshubet. From the love himself, he can collect it, but after he sells it, so that you need a din, especially in the akne, if he writes the akne in the shtar, whatever I'll buy later should also be meshubit, if it becomes meshubit. And the Gemara brings in this din of Balchov Goves HaShvach, and why does he collect the shvach? Because you can collect from new karka that the lover buys later, which is called the Akne in the Gemara, what I'm going to buy later. This shvach is considered that the lover bought it later. It came later. Only not only it came by the lokeach, only it's considered that it, as if it was nikne back to the lover, and then the lokeach bought it from him, and it becomes meshubet, just like new karka can become meshubet when you write the Akne. That you have to understand in itself. That's a whole talk that the different Sfarim talk about. Why is it considered that it went back to Lover and then he bought it? That means the Chiyuv Achrayas, since the Lover, the Mocher, took Achrayas, and if this will be taken away, he'll pay for it. That makes it considered as if it's his and he sold it back. A component, you see, in this Gemara it comes out that this din of Balchov Goves HaShvach is a special din of Shibud, which is called the Shibud of the Akne, that he's Meshabed new Karkos also. He has a koch to be Meshabed the Shvach to the Malve, that the Malve should collect from it, even though it comes later. You have to understand, so how does it fit together, these two things? According to the Rosh, the whole din of collecting the shvach is a din of Nilas Delis. Because of the din of Nilas Delis, they made a almur, they strengthened his shibud, and they kept on the karka the same din as it would have had when it's by the lover. So what do you need this new din of the akne this new din of this koach of being able to be meshabed new karka. Why do you need that? Why is, if it's a takonas chachomim of neilas delas, just like the karka itself becomes meshubed because of neilas delas, let the shvach be also meshubed because of the neilas delas. They were meshabed that they gave it the same din as the karka itself. They gave it the same din as it would have had when it would be by the lover. So that din goes over to the lokeach, just like the din of the karka itself goes over to the lokeach. So the din of the shvach also goes over to the lokeach. What do you need the new din of the akne? That you have to understand over here. In order to explain this, I wanted to bring first the Maram Shif, to say over a piece of the Maram Shif, even though it could be you could say this whole piece without the Maram Shif. This idea I got from the Maram Shif, that's why I'm saying over the Maram Shif. The Maram Shif says like this. It's a short piece on Amud Beis. In the Gemara it says, in Masik Bey Shir Aro Shvach. When the halva was not enough, the kaka was not enough to collect, to pay off the chov, the whole chov. But after he made shvach, it was enough. The kaka and the shvach together have enough to pay back the whole chov. So the din is on that. The Gemara says on Amud Beis he collects the kaka and the shvach. Says the Maram Shif, why should he collect the whole shvach? There's a mandama, we're talking here, there's a mandama that holds that the lokeach, when the malva comes to take away the kaka from the lokeach, so lokeach could be mesalik in bezuzah. Lokeach could say, instead of taking away the kaka, I'm going to pay you off and don't take and keep the kaka by me, let it stay by me. And that the Gemara says to machlokish, can he say that or can he say it? I mean, how strong is the shibud of the malva on the karka? Is it as if he owns the karka and he's taking his thing and you can't say, you're not a mandoma to say what to take? Take the karka, take money. He's taking his karka. Or no, it's a shibud, it's a schus that he has in it. If he wants, he could be misalkim, he could pay money and keep it by him. So the Maram Shif says, asks, why don't you say, according to the one that holds that he can be misalkim bezuze, so ein shibutcho al gufa karka v'loisi mechiv v'chol litin rak demea karka eilu. So let him say, I'm not mechiv to you the whole karka, the karka is not yours. There's a chiv, a schus to get money out of the karka. How much? Just the amount the Maram Shif understood that schus means just the amount that it was in the beginning. But the shvach that came later, he doesn't have that schus. He doesn't have. It means if you say he can't be mesalik bezuze, then the Maram Shif wouldn't have asked his kasha. It's as if it belongs to the Baal Chov, belongs to the Malva, and his karka, Aroi Ashbach, he could say. That's how I understand it. The Maram Shif. But now that you say that he can be Misalik Bezuzi, the Maram Shif asks, so it's a schus that he has, a schus to get. The schus was on that amount, and not on the Shvach. So he says, one third, he says, so what does the Maram Shif want in the kasha? He wants that even by Masik Beshir Ara Ushvacha, he shouldn't be able to collect everything the Shvach. Also, he should only collect the Gufa Karka and not the Shvach. So the Maram Shif answers, no, but since the Malva took Achrayas, the Baal Chov, the Lover, the Mocher took Achrayas, so we don't care. Again, the Swar, like we don't care. Let him collect it. So what do you care? Collect it, so he'll get it back anyway. That's one third. So you see how far it goes, this svara of Achrayas. But in the second third, he says, no, this chus that the malva has is in cold meachov. That means the lover can't say, I'm going to be, the lover can't come and say, not the lover, the lokeach can't come and say, your schus is on the value of the original karka. That is, he has a schus that if you'll pay me back the whole chov, if you'll pay me back the whole chavs, and then you could keep the karka. As if to say that in this karka, through this karka, he has a schus to collect the whole chav, even though it's not worth the price of the whole chav. But it doesn't matter. If, as long as you don't pay back, as long as you lokeach, don't pay back to me the whole chav, I'm gonna collect this from you. Why is it like that? That means that he's saying is like this. The mesalik bezuzeh, the schus of mesalik bezuzeh that the lokeach has, how much zuzeh? Only the whole chav. And as long as he doesn't pay back the whole chav, the mavik can say, I'm taking the karka and not letting you, even if you give me the value of the karka. And it could even be, even if there wouldn't be shvach, it could be that the mavik. I don't know. It could be that's what he means. Even then, he says, "Kolzman, you don't pay off the chav." The lashon of the Maamshiv is, "Though the dolfi adin otzach, nitin kol me'achov otzach otorfa bekak." So what did I want to say? I see in this Maamshiv a new svara that there's such a concept of using the karka to get back the chav. To use it's not that like saying shove a kesef ki kesef. And this karka will pay off the chav. It's much more than that. The karka is like a keli, a tool, that through this, you'll get back your whole chav. And this, I wanted to be masbir this, and bring a few ideas that can help me masbir this svara. And then we'll get back to the nilas delas and the union of the acne that you need both. The whole union of shibun in general, everybody knows the Rishonim that say that there are two shibudim, two types of shibudim. There's such a thing as a shibud aguf, and there's such a thing as a shibud nechashim. This is based on the famous Gemara, and it's in Ksuvit Pei Vovam Ed Aleph. And the Gemara says, Amochar shtachov lachaber, v'chazar mochlo mochlo. Somebody sold a shtachov lachaber. That means he gave him over the right to collect the chav, and then he was chazar. Then, but still, the mocher, the one that gave over the chav, the malva gave, made the lokeach become the malva. That means there's the first malva and the second malva, as if second malva has a right to collect the chav, but the first malva doesn't lose it altogether. He could still be mocher the lokeach. There's the famous hesber that the Ram says, and the Tosfos says it in some places. But there's shibud aguf and shibud nechashim. Sheshnei, the Ran says, Sheshnei shibudim yesh lo lamalva ala alove. Shibud gufu shalove. Veshibud al nechashim. So he says, you can sell einu ninkel a shibud nechashim. But shibud aguf na. Mela, since the shibud aguf stays, he can be mocha. The Ran asks on himself, what happens when the lover dies? Just like, why don't you say that just like if the malva, first malva is mocha, so the chav goes off, because since there's no shibra guf, so there's no shibra nechasim either. So say the same thing, if the lover dies, there's no shibra guf anymore. There shouldn't be any shibra nechasim anymore. The Ran answers, no. Even though he died, shibra gufo is paka, but shibra nechasim is still there, for she'ike arvushon. So nechasim be'inyan zehu. Nechasim are like a raven. It's like a orif. It's a gemur in Bechor. It's a nechsoi deba'inish in an arvin bay, the gemur says. So he says, the arvin says nechasim, what does it mean? What does shibud mean? She called man, she lo yim tzoha love, she yered le nechasim. So the love died. He's not here. So what's it? That's all the shibud to collect from his nechasim, if he came from the love. But if the malva was mochel, there's no malva, there's no shibud. You have to understand what the Ran means. So what? So what if the Iker Arvus is, but we said that it hangs on Shibud Aguf. There has to be a Shibud Aguf, and the love is not here to have a Shibud Aguf. I want to explain it like this. There's a you have to understand what does Shibud Aguf mean, Bichlal. Here there were some Gaonim that they said. The Rambam brings it. Perak Chafei Alacha Yudal and Malva Velova. Somebody, it could be an Arev legufo shalover. It's such a new kind of Arev. It means that he's going to pay back the chav. There were gunim that say he's Arev on his goof, which means what? I'm gonna see to it. The lover should be here. He shouldn't run away. And the rabbi talks about it, and he says, and he sort of agreed. The Rambam doesn't agree to these gaonim, but the rabbi says that they mean sheyovo guf tachas guf. Anshei spashim. I am it's a real shibud al guf. He should bring the guf kipshuto mamish. And the Kesef Mishnah talks, and he brings the Rad Kidekav, they were gaonim, that they talked, what would be if he brought the love on Erev Shabbos, Rein HaShmoshim? So they said, if there's one star, he was Yosef, one star came out, that's the Loshna Gaonim. If there was one star came out, he's Mekayim Mezavus. If three stars came out, he wasn't Mekayim Mezavus. If the lover ran away, so he has to go bring him back. But the Kesef Mishnah asks, who ever heard of such a thing? Because if Mishnah asks, and if I'll bring him, so Mashama, he said the case of not the case of Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah asks, Koskin b'Mashama Shayova Guf Tachas Guf, Umayase Guf Arav Bebezdin. So he'll bring him. So what? What's it going to help? What kind of harvest is that? So Lachura, when you talk about Shibud Guf by Amalvin, I love. Also, you have to understand what. So, what is it? What is it? What is he going to do? What is the goof machriv to do? Everything is inyan of mamonis. But besides mamonis, what is shibud a goof? What does he have? What does the goof have to do besides paying money that you can make it a concept in itself of shibud a goof? I wanted to say that shibud a goof is also inyan of mamonis. Shibud a goof means you machriv to see to bring money. That means. He can demand from the lover, see to it that you should bring money. But mele, if the lover has nechassim, so the nechassim, if he has karka, as metatlin, you can use this to make money out of it. That use that you have in it, that tash, there's a tashmish of shavah kesef that you have. That's also called shibur aguf. You have to give this ishtamshes that you have, this possibility. To make money out of the karka, you have to give that over to the malva. It's as if to say that the malva has this king in Paris, like we have a concept of king in Paris all over. That not you don't own the thing itself, but you own the right, whatever you can, this can produce, you own. I'm saying, here also, Shibud HaGuf means the possibility to make money out of this the malva owns. That means, or in a different lashon, you could say the hisiachsus that the owner has to the nechassim, the relationship that he has with the nechassim, the use that he has of the nechassim, he owes that to the malva. That means it's like saying the chelik ha gavra that's in the chefter, the person, what the person has in it, what the person uses it for. That is meshubah to the mouth. Well, and I want to bring that we have a dugma to that. Motzinu kayotzibah that we find in Ksuvus, Daf Shavnach Gimel, Medalef, Toshis, Be'in, Be'omer, and his own, Be'in, Mithfarnet. What is a Baal meshubah to his wife for Mizonis? Now, Be'in, Elio said he has to feed his wife, and if he doesn't have money, he has to hire himself out to the Lamed Tinokis, Elasis Moch, he has to go to work. Kidei lozen es ishto. That's what Rabbeinu Eliyahu said. He has to work. And that's what it means, v'ano eflach, that it says in the ksuva. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, he's not mechayev to go to work, but he's mechayev to work his karka, to work in the karka and bring out food from his own karka. Rather, he says, echrej v'anakej v'edros hasod v'ovi mizonis labai. So there is such a shibud when it's similar to it's like I think it's a stronger dugma of shibud aguf. A mechiv to do something. Shibud aguf means to do something. The kids say that's what you see in this Tosfos. On Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam Adam Machlok is to do what? But shibud aguf doesn't just mean the guf is meshubud. It's not like a eved that he owns the body of the lover. It's a shibud of doing. The same thing is over here. A shibud of bringing out this shavah kesef that there is in it, bringing that out and giving it. Now, nobody ever said that there'll be a shibud to be mashbiach the karka so that I'll have enough money to pay off the chav. And maybe, yeah, I don't know. The love, maybe on the lover, maybe there is such a. If there's a possibility to be mashbiach it and have enough to pay off the chav, maybe is machu. and maybe not, I don't know, but theoretically I could hear such a thing, that Shibud HaGuf can tell us, go work the karka and make enough to pay back the chov. So the Baal Chov Goves HaShvach, from the lover himself, that is something that's connected to the concept of Shibud HaGuf. What would have been if there would only be a concept called Shibud Nechosim without Shibud HaGuf? If you would separate Shibud Nechosim and Shibud HaGuf by a halvo, so the din would have been, it could be that the din would have been that he would have only collected the karka and not the shvach from the lover himself, because when he was malvim the money, what became the Shibud Nechosim but here now, and with the shvach that came later, it never became, never was chal ned a Shibud Nechosim, and it wasn't chal on that. What makes the shvach Meshubit, mitzad the lover himself, the Shibud HaGuf makes that anything you have, so is Meshubit. It's only theoretical what I'm saying, because by the lover himself, anything he owns, he can collect from. I'm just talking theoretically, what would have been without Shibud HaGuf? It would have been, only what's here now would have been Meshubit, and not what comes late. Saying, according to that, I wanted to explain the ritual in Kiddushin. Ritva says, actually Tosfos in the end of Baba Basra says, but the Ritva says it's stronger, that if you hold Shibud alav da reise, Shibud is not the reise, even if he writes on Meshav, there's no such thing as, no such kinyan of Shibud. Shibud is a half a kinyan. It's not ownership and it's not something in between owning and not owning. Meshubud to the mouth. If he held Shibud alav da reise in the Torah, there wouldn't, even if he says I'm a Shabbat, it wouldn't help. Says the Rishon, that's what Tosha says. The Ritva adds, Vishibud she'ein haknor lachatzoyim, Vishibud kinyin lachatzoyim, v'lo chayo hanichsi, Dishnu b'shas halvo, it's not chav. There's no such thing as a Shibud for a chatzoyim. Now, what is the man d'oma that holds Shibud alav da reise? What does he hold? Does he hold there is such a thing as a kinyan lachatzoyin? So here the Ritva adds in the next piece, the av agav dena kno lachatzoyin. So how could Shibuda be deraisa? It was bothering the Ritva. How could Shibuda be deraisa if ena kno lachatzoyin? So the Ritva answers, but Shibuda de mitla toli v'koi, something that's hanging, chayla nitsi dahaste, v'nitsi dakte. What does that mean? He says, because it's hanging. What does hanging help that it can be? So according to the way I'm explaining it, it could be, it means like this: that Shibud HaGuf is the pshat. Since there's such a thing as Shibud HaGuf, Shibud HaGuf is a Shibud on his goof to see to it, to bring out money from this karka. That there can be. It's like there's such a thing, you could buy somebody for an eved. So you're going to say that you're buying him for an eved, but the work that comes later is ador shlo b'olam, so why is he machuyev to do it? No, once he bought him for an eved, and then everything that he's machuyev to do, everything that eved has to do, the eved level ish malva tells us that he's machuyev to see to it that anything he owns, he should bring money out of it. He should see to it that this should produce money, or give him the thing itself, which is also a chitint of getting money. So that's a pshat. Shibud de mitla toli v'koi. It's like it's hanging. It's not owner a type of ownership in the thing. It's hanging above the thing, which meaning it's something that's connected to the owner of the thing, which is mamish kipshut hanging over it. It's a ownership, which is a schus, which is connected to the owner. And that's what he means. Mitla toli v'koi. That's possible. That means to say the machlokis. If Shibud HaGuf or not is, can't. A Shibud HaGuf, everybody agrees there is. The Eved Lovel Ish Malva. There's no such Malva. Nobody said that not. Only can that produce a Shibud? Can as a result of that, can it come out a Schus Momen in the Nechaz? Can that create a Schus Momen or not? Then there's Shibud Nechazim, which is Mamish a Schus Momen, which is a Chatzikinian. Which with that Midrabanan, there is such a thing as a Chatzikinian. Now, according to all this, I think we can understand a Gemara and Shuvit. Gemara says in Daf Peivov Kumanav, in that same that we were talking before, that the Gemara asked, did Papa ask Rav Chama, did you say that the Malva can say to the Lova, you have karka, you be matriach to sell it and bring me money? Can he? That's what he heard he said to him. And he was wondering, how could he say such a thing? What's the problem? What's the problem that he shouldn't say such a thing? The Rashi says that the Rav Papa held that it's hard to say that. Because to be matriach, the lover to sell, to be, he should be mechiv to sell. V'alo ha-malva ikesmach shelo ala kak. The malva's ikesmach was on the kak. He relied on the kak when he lent him the money. That means like this, that it should be, according to what we're saying, it fits in very good in this Gemara, this Hesber that we were saying till now. The Malva, Rashi didn't say, there's no such chiyuv. Like Rav Papa could have said, where did such a chiyuv come from? No, he understood that it's possible such a chiyuv, because Shimon Agov says that. He held that maybe the Malva could say, you're mechiv to bring money out of this karka, you're mechiv to do something that's part of your shibud to me, that is your shibud to me, to create money, zuzi, out of the karka itself. So he says, that's schwer to say that, it's hard to say that, not because there's no such chiv, only, but the Malva never demanded that when he lent him the money, his ikir smach was on the karka, as if he was mevater on that schuz. He never asked for that schuz. So how could you go ask him to go so far when that's not what he had in mind in the beginning? That was Rav Papa's kasha. The Maduric and Rashi like that. The Rav Papa's kasha was, he didn't have that in mind. How could you force him to do something that he didn't have in mind? But if he would have had that in mind, if not for the svar of Iker Smach of the Malva, it would have been understood that the Malva could say to the Lover, be my triach and bring me kesef out of that. That's even though we know all over Shabbat Kesef get kesef. Over here, no. The Shibud Aguf tells us, bring money, see to it, use your nechasim to bring money out. Now, I want to use this whole hesbah that we just said in our Gemara. What's in our Gemara? What's happening by us? We're talking that the lokeach was mashbiach the karka. And this Rosh says, there's a problem that this is going to cause Nilas Delas. Let's think Balabatish. What is the Nilas Delas going to be? How's it going to work? The Malva is being Malva money to Lova. What's he thinking? What does he have in mind when he's being Malva the money to Lova? He says to himself like this. If the Kaka will stay by the Lova, which is called the Mocha, where you also, if it'll stay by him, I'll have more possibility to collect my chov, because the lover could be mashbiach lekark, he can make it worth more. So I'll get my chov. There's more chance I'll get my chov through the kark. But I'm afraid maybe he's gonna sell it and I won't be able to collect the shvach, and I'm going to lose it. Why should I be malva money and rely on the karka? There's a chelek, which is the shvach, which I can lose. So I'm not going to be malva money. What kind of chesmen is that? Is he so sure if it will stay by the lover there will be shvach? I'm asking about Batish Kash. Is he so sure that when the karka will stay by the lover will be mis, but maybe the lover won't do anything. Maybe they'll be on stage, I'll tell Avarti. Maybe that'll happen. And the lover's machiv to work. And there's no such chiv on a lover to work the karka, like we said in the beginning. So what are you so sure that what are you making cheshbon is that I'm afraid maybe he's going to sell it and I won't get the shvach? The Torah says, he's not so sure that. But a schus he has. He wants the schus. If it's by the lover, he has a schus to demand from the lover the shvach, if he was mashbiach, because of this taina that there's such a thing as shibud aguf. That means that to use the karka, your mechuyev, this use that you have in the karka to produce money, to create value through the karka, that use, you have to give that to me. You can't use that hishtamshes that you have for yourself. That is tamshes you have to give to me. That belongs to me. It's Mishibud. And that's what Shibud Aguf means. So
It could be he won't make Shvach, but there's a possibility he will. So the Zchus he mourns. I want to be Malveh and have that Zchus, that the possibility of being Mashbiach I should have, of getting the Shvach I should have. So I'm saying that's only good if we have such a thing as Shibud HaGuf. So then he could demand that Zchus. But once he sells the karka, there's no more. There's only a Shibud Nechosim left in the karka. So that Shibud Nechosim that's left in the karka by itself is not a reason to. You can't collect Shvach through that Shibud Nechosim. Shibud Nechosim is only what was there now, and not what was there later. And don't ask. Somebody might ask, but say Aroy Ashbach, Shibudi Ashbach. This is Derech Agav I'm mentioning. That I saw that they talk about it. Mine. Why don't you say this is okay? It's not mine, but I have a kinyan. I do have it. So that's the payers of that half. No, so they say no. I saw the Chiddush Arim, the short piece in Siman Kuf Tezvav, and they don't have the whole piece of Torah. They didn't find, but in the little bit that we were zochet to find, so he says no. That kanirah that in Shibud you don't say this one. Then I saw there's a sefer Shiurei, Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak tells her that he has a shiur in this, and he also he builds up that there's no such thing as Shibud Yashbach, Roy Yashbach, my. There is, but not my Shibud. Okay, so now all that's left is Shibud Nechosim, which that leaves out the Shvach. He won't be able to collect the Shvach. So it comes out the whole din of collecting the Shvach is only a din that's possible through the one that has that on him lies a Shibud HaGuf. To him you could come with a tviyah on the Shvach, but to the one that doesn't have a Shibud HaGuf you can't come to him with a tviyah on the Shvach. So I'm saying like this, Ein Ochinami, they made a Almur Rabbanan to the Shibud of the Lokea of the Ma'alveh. The Rosh says Almur Kosov Nilas Delis, they made a Almur, and he says that it, what's the Almur? That it should stay the same Shibud that it was by the Lover. And that's why he collects the Shvach. But that wouldn't be good enough. That's not good enough, because in order to collect the Shvach, you need Shibud HaGuf. It's only through the concept of Shibud HaGuf that he can collect it. And you can't, it's not possible to put a Shibud HaGuf on the Lokeach. On him there's only Shibud Nechosim. So what's it going to help the Almur? The Teretz is, the Almur makes that it should be at the Akne. That's what the Gemara in Baba Basra says, that it goes with the Akne. It's as if the Shibud went back to the Lover, and then it came to the Lokeach. And that's how it becomes Meshubud. It becomes Meshubud through the Lover. Because only through the Lover can you be Meshabbat. It's a Takonas HaChomim. But the Takonas HaChomim is to create a certain type of Shibud, but they didn't create a new Shibud that doesn't exist. It has to go, either they created a Shibud HaGuf or a Shibud Nechosim. So they made that it should go back. Now, how does it go back? I don't want to go into this. This is a whole talk in itself. How does it go back to the Lover, the Mocha? How? So Pasht is in the Gemara. It's the Chiyuv Achrayis. Since he took Achrayis on it, that's some kind of a Kinyan. And that I talk his son in Rabbi Ramitzah tells it, Taka wants to say, Chiyuv Achrayis could make Bailas, maybe like in Psachim by Chometz, you have such a thing. So but I'm not going into that, but I'll call upon him. You need it. Without it wouldn't work. It's of course it's a din of Neilas Delas, and it's a Takonas Chachomim, and it's Almur, and the Chachomim made the Takona. Like Tosha says, Ein Lochush if thou collectest. And now we understand the Toshas of Ein Lochush. That the Rosh already explained. They made the Takona because it was. They're not causing a loss to the Lokea through the Takon. But the Takon has to be, the Takon was the Almuha that the Rabbanon made, that they made a Da'akni on a Kenyan to the Lover, because without that it wouldn't work. That's the Hezbollah here. The Ran, I think I should have said before, the Ran that makes a chilik between if he died or if he was moch, I don't think I explained that yet. According to what we're saying, now we understand the difference between, the Ran says there's a difference if the Lovah died, or the first Malva was mochel to Lovah. That means there's a difference if the Lovah is not here or the Malva is not here. By a mocher shtar chov l'chaver. It's like this. When somebody sells a shtar chov l'chaver, he sells the shibur nochot. The shibur aguf, he still has. I'm saying like this. Even if the Lovah dies, so what are you going to say? The goof of the Lovah is not here. But this chus, the kinyan peiris of ishtamshis, of using the karka kedei to get money out of it, that comes from the shibur aguf, and that he has. That can stay. Lacham is also. Shibur aguf means kaina, kinyan peiris in the ishtamshis of getting money through the karka. That's what I want to say. Lefizeh, it's understood, the Ran, that if the Lovah dies, it's still possible a schus of shibur aguf. But if the Malveh is malchel to the Lovah, so then there's nothing here. It's malchel, it's finished, there's nothing left. That's what I wanted to say. Bemis, I found, after I prepared this whole piece, I found a ktsos in Siman Kuf Yud Beis that talks about how the Akne works. How it works if he buys Nunuchas and how it's Meshubah. And he brings a Marit. The Marit says, Veshibudu Chayo Agufo Vagufo Isei Bolam. That means the Akne is a Shibu on a Dobish Lobolom. He's Meshabah what he's going to buy later. And there's a Svar to say that even though Ain't Adam Makne Dobish Lobolom, but our other Meshabah Dobish Lobolom. How is it? The Ktzes talks about it and brings a Marit, even though the Ktzes slugs him up. The Marit says it, that Vigufo, Shibud is Chayav Gufo, Gufo is Baalam. So it's good according to what I'm saying. The Pshat is that there's a Shibud that you're Machiv to do something, to bring money. It's like Avdus, it's a Sug Avdus. Over here, you're going to have to use more the concept of Avdus. It's a Ve'evet Lov Elish Malveh tells us that you can you are mechuyev what you buy later to give to him. It's no kashin, it's a dover shlo balon, because just like we said, every eved you could say the work is a dover shlo balon. The Torah says no, he became his eved. The eved is balon, and maybe what comes later. So you see the idea. You see in the Marit also the siyum dvareinu. I just wanted to add a maishik. I tell a short story that don't be misamech the people. It says like this: there was once a maishik in Poland. There was a shtibo in Lod where the ger chassidim used to daven and learn day and night in the shtibach over there. So they would also give ear to the rich people, and they didn't always come to learn. The poor people sat and learned, and the rich people didn't always come because they were busy. So there was one of the Anim sat in the Mizrach and learned. Then later on, once the Gevir came, so he ran away. He didn't want to sit in the Gevir's place. So he said, why didn't he want to sit? What, he's afraid of him? Yeah, he said, because Eved Lov Elish Malveh. So he has his Meshubah to let him sit in his place. So they asked him, but you didn't borrow money from him. So he said, no, it doesn't say Eved Lov Elish Malveh. It says Eved Lov Elish Malveh. What does that mean, Ish Malveh? A person that he could be a Malveh. he's that type of person that he has bekach to be a Malveh. So even to him, I feel a shibud. So maybe he didn't sit in his place.